Good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode of Yap Session. I'm with
Sophia Laos.
And, of course, yours truly, Steven Maraquino. And today, we're going to talk about three things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about, we handpicked this, eh? We're going to talk about, first, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first question, we handpicked this, in how many questions are these?
Three.
Ano, Sophie?
Three.
Yeah. But yeah, when we got the questions, the three questions from, how many questions are
there?
So many, right?
I think there was
so many to count.
30, yeah. Other 30.
Yeah, 30. We handpicked it. Three questions. And yeah, let's go on to the first question. First, what are your current priorities in life right now and why? Who do you want to go first? You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, go.
For me, I recently got accepted to USD.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And right now, I'm trying to get all of my papers worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be a student there. And
mm-hmm.
also, I'm trying to find dorms. Hopefully, I can find
mm-hmm.
some. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's it mostly. And then just trying to get by with school, because it's the last term.
So like, your main focus right now is like to go to college, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm,
to go to university, okay. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
How about you?
Me?
Yes.
I think my current priorities right now in life, of course, school. Likewise, in your situation,
mm-hmm.
I also got like passed in LaSalle, so.
Wow.
Thank you like that.
LaSalle.
Yes. I'm a LaSallian boy. I'm con, you know. But yeah, my current priorities in life right now, actually it's two. Since right now, as everyone know, I signed a contract with a record label, which is Viva Records.
Wow.
We have a band. We have a band called Cuatro.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of my main focus besides school. Of course, school is the main priority right now. Okay? You know, I need to finish school.
Mm-hmm.
As per my parents, as per myself, because it will help me in the future, right? And my current priority in life right now is to like balance it both.
Mm-hmm.
Balancing both my, yeah, the career band, tapos the career school. I have to balance that right now. So, life is, you know, a bit, I think this is new to me because not everyone could get the opportunity to have this kind of opportunity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, right now, I am juggling between everything. So, yeah, that's my current priority in life right now.
And with that, that comes to our second question. What kind of person do you want to be in the world?
What the question, no? What kind of person do you want to be in the world? Okay, can I answer it first?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, what kind of person do I want to be in the world? Actually, if I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
As young as my age, I'm 19. I still don't know what to do in life. I mean, I have the gist of it. Like, you marry a beautiful wife or... Like, you make family, and then you end up old, and you like that, the typical and traditional. And for me, what kind of person do I want to be in the world? I feel like I'm going to stick with just being happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be like, spread happiness towards everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just positivity. Everyone has their own struggles.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't want to add up to that. But sometimes it just feels like you're so mad at everyone, right?
Yeah, there's sometimes.
But hopefully, what kind of person do I want to be in the world? I want to be someone, since we're in the topic then of me in a band, of course, I want to inspire people. I want to be that kind of person who will be an inspiration not only to music, but also to family. Because my band is composed of my brothers, which are my family. Wow. Like, my really biologically blooded, like biologically connected siblings in the band. So I want to inspire people not only in music, but also like to have a connection with their family, to have a connection with everyone through music, of course. And actually, what kind of person do I want pa? I want to be the kindest I could be. I want everyone to feel this. Sophie.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, ano, you don't have to like make everyone super, super happy.
Yeah.
But you just be that person who's going to make their day slightly better.
Yeah.
Like that. I want to be that kind of person. Like, even if the littlest things, I want to make them feel like they're, ano, they're better in life, like that. They feel better. So, how about you?
For me, the kind of person I want to be in the world is like, I guess somebody that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I've always like thought that there's no use to me. Like for me, just there's no use for me in my life if I'm not helpful. But but now, obviously, thanks to my friends, that I don't see it that way anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm pretty happy about with myself now. But even then, the kind of person I still want to be is somebody who's still helpful towards the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help my dad with his business, yeah. And I want to help my families who are still in the... who are still in the provinces, and I want to bring them, like, you know, over here. And that's the kind of person I really just want to be, is to be helpful towards my family, because truly I am indebted towards them.
Yeah. But talaga, no, like, it's very different when it comes to family.
Yeah.
It is your root, eh. That's your root and your foundation in life.
For real.
Family is really the first group that you're able to give love and receive love.
Yeah.
Okay, in that topic, receiving. So the third question. Are you ready for the third question?
Yes.
Are you feeling pressured?
Yes.
Okay. Third question is, how do you like to receive care? Okay, you go.
For me, how I like to receive care is, I'm not really a physical, like, I don't really like physical affection as much as other people do, I guess. But I really like receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just... like I.
What kind of gifts, if I may ask?
It's any. Because it's not really about the gift. It's like the thought
the
of...
intention.
The intention of the gift and the thought of... and the thought of picking out the gift as well. It's not really the thought of getting the gift. It's the thought of picking it out for you, especially.
Like the thought of that person. Like,
it's like, oh, I'm on your mind even if I'm not there physically with you.
Like, this reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Like, this gift. Like, oh, yeah. You will feel super appreciated. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm there. Like, you know. Like, you still think of me there when I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I love a lot. That's what I love. Really. How about you?
Actually, the way you want to receive care is actually the opposite for me.
Really?
Because, yeah, receiving gifts, I appreciate when I receive gifts. Mm-hmm. But I'm really not that sentimental when it comes to, like, material things.
Oh, okay.
Like... as much as, like, I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort. Like you said, like, it's more like, oh, it's so touched that you gave this to me. So I'm so, like, touched that you thought of me, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really not that fond. Not really fond. Fond is not the word. Like, I'm not really sentimental when it comes to gift. I'm more of like, I think I'm more of a words of affirmation type of person.
Oh.
I would like to receive care with compliments, with reassurance, or like you'd let me know. Like, for me, words hold a very huge impact when it comes to like speaking to other person.
Oh, okay. That for you, I guess. But that, mm-hmm. yeah. I also love that.
Mm. And I think it's the love languages, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To continue that part. Actually, I think the way I want to receive care is one day, I said it like words of affirmation, and of course having a quality time with the person.
That's nice.
Like, you know what quality time means?
Yeah,
like you know, when you're
time.
Just there and spending time. And for me, like, it really is important to have someone in your life, because it's so sad to be alone, to be honest.
Yeah.
Being alone like sucks so much,
mm-hmm.
right? When you feel like you're lonely and no one cares about you,
mm-hmm.
like I think that's very depressing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is my accompanying.
Mm.
So that's it. That's how I want to receive care.
Oh.
That's about it. And to the people out there, don't be afraid to share your life experiences and of course what's going on through you, because it's more to you than to them. And then that's about it. Thank you very much for this YAP session.
Thank you guys. This is Sophia Laos
and this is Steven Maraginat, and
signing
this is
out.
YAP
bye
sessions. Bye. Yes, bye. <bye-bye. laughs>